Okay, feedback for Per Salzbrenner. Quality of knowledge is best measured by how many people accept it and you're supposed to discuss it. And basically, in this essay it will be shown that while in some cases in the natural sciences and history the quality of knowledge can be measured by how many people accept it, this cannot be stated for all circumstances. Next sentence, please explain the following. Does it depend on who these people are? It would be an interesting question. And number two, please explain what are these circumstances or what could these circumstances be? Already mentioned this in the introduction. You tell me that basically it depends on the circumstances. I agree. Okay, what are they? Okay, so you move on paragraph two. In the natural sciences, the quality of knowledge can be measured by how many people accept it. Okay, you. That's how what you say. Fine. I would like to ask you now... really, is this the only thing? Okay, and what does quality of knowledge mean? Okay, and then you talk about the flat earth community and the whole flat earth principle. And then basically you say that it depends also on the credibility of the sources. So if the sources are you trying to say that if the sources are credible, then more people will accept it? Is this the connection that you kind of want to make? Then please make this connection more clear a little bit, okay? You mentioned here a little bit more people accept the spherical model because it is also backed up by more and more credible sources and can only verify it quite easily by his or her own. Yeah, so I generally agree with that, but you see, does this really mean that... let's put it this way, does it make a difference on whether the scientific community accepts it a lot or whether the general public? So what do you actually mean now with the people? Who are these people? Okay, so you see I'm already pushing a little bit forward here and I'm challenging you right now. I agree with it, but maybe there are certain cases where a lot of people accept something and it is not the case, okay? Then you basically give me the flat earth example. I personally, this is my personal view, is I personally think that this is not a good example because it is simply too overused. I mean, almost every TOK essay talking about the sciences will give the flat earth as an example, okay? And also, I'm not just saying this, also the IB actually said that, okay? They said, oh my gosh, oh, again a flat earth, okay? I know it's this nice example, and nowadays with a flat earth association, it's... becoming even more popular. I get that, but I don't know. I personally feel it would be better if you use some kind of a personal example. I mean, yeah, where you personally kind of experience something, okay? So I'm jumping ahead. Paragraph three. There are exceptions in the natural sciences where the amount of people that accept it does not reflect the quality of knowledge. And my instinctive thing was the following. Yeah, because... good scientific knowledge or good scientific science can also be done even if a few people accept it, if the theory is falsifiable, if the person actually stuck to the and adhered to the scientific method. That would be another thing that I was actually thinking about, okay? And you basically mention here is yeah, there are certain concepts like the theory of relativity. Basically, many people cannot wrap their head around it. And I agree with you, and I claim that even I cannot wrap my head around it because there are simply too few real-life analogies or examples that would kind of help me to make a connection. I mean, I cannot imagine time and space being relative because there's nothing in my real life that actually allows me to compare it to that. It's not part of our everyday experience. I agree with that. I still accept the theory. Okay, so I think there are two different issues that you're talking about here. Okay, I still accept the theory of general relativity and specific relativity. That's not but strictly speaking, I even can apply the formulas to solve certain simple equations with that. Okay, I've actually done this myself. We had to do some basic physics calculations, maybe you as well. But still, honestly, really understanding, I'm not. Okay, and there is this nice saying that basically, I don't know who said it actually, even a physicist who claims to understand it really has not understood it, okay? Because even in physics, even a physicist who deals with this on an everyday basis can deal maybe with the issues and can maybe solve the math. But there is simply too little, how shall I say, there are too few analogies that I can make with my everyday experience to actually make sense of this, okay? On a subjective, on a how shall I say, personal knowledge level. Okay, remember this is shared and personal knowledge that you might also want to talk about. So I think I would keep this example in there, the issue about being able to wrap your head around whatever that means. Okay, explain this. But I think there's also this other aspect to it, okay, where you have to talk about a little bit the whether the person or the scientist actually stuck to the scientific method or the falsifiability, certain kind of the scientific process, you know. So this is simply something that I would like to clarify here. So let's move on to paragraph 4. Okay, in history there are cases where one can measure the quality of knowledge by the number of people that accept it, while there are others who cannot, and then you give me the Holocaust example. I tell you why I'm not so happy with the Holocaust example for two reasons. Number one, this is not an example that is very personal. I mean, it's kind of you did not experience it, obviously. So my advice would be is if you use examples to kind of make it personal. I mean, yes, you did talk about this in history class. So in that sense, there can be this personal connection. Yeah. The real reason why I don't like this example, and a lot of students use this example, and I'm not happy with this for several reasons. Number one, Holocaust deniers do not deny it because they have any historical questions or problems with that. Okay, Holocaust deniers deny the Holocaust because of anti-Semitic right extremist reasons. Okay, and I guess there are no real historical justifications for this. Okay, but obviously not. But this is the reason why they didn't deny this. Yeah, so there is a political motive or an ideological motive behind this, and I think this is not really that where we talk about valid historical knowledge. So in that sense, I consider the problem. I also consider the problem is because this Holocaust, Third Reich issue kind of distracts a little bit from your main point of the essay, because it's getting very emotional. You got to be super careful in formulating yourself, okay? Because it can be easily misunderstood, misinterpreted, and so on. So my advice would be, do not use the Holocaust example in the essay, okay? So then there's another example, the Christmas on the 25th of December, because it's Jesus' birthday. Actually, it's not true. It's not known where it actually was born. Yeah, I agree. But this is also not really, a big issue here. I mean, this is not a historical debate. I mean, I understand that most people think that because originally it was in the pagan times, it was a Lichterfest, zur Sonnenwende, okay? That is the reason why it's celebrated here. Also, Easter was the start of spring, okay? And then over the years, it has been incorporated into a Christian tradition and so on, which, by the way, happens also in many other cultures. But that is the reason. But I don't really understand here is what this has to do with the historical knowledge about history. What you're talking here about is the acceptance of the general public, and I think that's also fine if you talk about this, but don't forget, what about the issue about the number of historians accepting it? I think there are two issues here: the number of historians or the number of scientists accepting something, and then basically the general public accepting a certain piece of information. So maybe this helps you a little bit also to kind of talk about both aspects in the essay, and this also helps you to get a little bit the word count up. Okay, so that's basically my general feedback here, and you can also talk about personal and shared knowledge. Okay, so incorporate some TOK theory here as well. Wish you all the best. Bye-bye.